As we enter into this holiest of weeks, something remarkable happens every time. This Friday, millions of people throughout the world will stop doing what they normally do on a Friday afternoon, and they will gather in church, and they will hear the narration of the Passion of Jesus Christ, and they will pray. What's remarkable about that is that we gather this week not to honor Jesus' strength, not to marvel at the wisdom of his parables, not to venerate his miraculous power and his healings, not to look at his popularity. We come together this week to celebrate what on a human level would be labeled as failure. We come here this week to venerate Jesus' weakness on Good Friday. Because his popularity slips away, seemingly his miraculous powers disappear, and everything that people had seen and hoped for in him is suddenly shattered by the terrible mystery of the cross. We see in the Passion of Christ both the absolute humility of God and his infinite love for us simultaneously. And on a human level, that seems to make no sense at all. And yet, today's second reading, which is the great canonic hymn from Paul's letter to the Philippians, sums it up so eloquently. By the time Paul was writing his letter, this hymn was already well known to Christians. So it's probably the earliest text that articulates the whole mystery of Christ. The word kenosis means self-emptying. And so we see in Jesus Christ God stooping to our level, first through the incarnation by becoming human like us, secondly by embracing the shame and the death of the cross. But before that, he gets down on his hands and knees at the Last Supper and washes the feet of the apostles, doing the work of a slave. And then he celebrates the Eucharist, handing himself over to us in the humble form of bread and wine. So the foot washing, the Eucharist, and his death on the cross are all part of that same mystery of self-giving and of self-surrender. No wonder the cross was a scandal to the people to whom the early church preached. It's inexplicable to us on a human level because we seek out strength, not weakness. We want to be popular, not shamed. We want to be comfortable, not persecuted. We want to be healthy, not sick. And all those are naturally good and human things. And yet the cross subverts our traditional human way of thinking and says, look for me in the dark places. If you seek union with God, look for him in all those places in your heart and in the world where he seems not to be. And dare to believe that he is most profoundly there because in the cross the Lord has embraced all human suffering and sin of all time and has lifted it up. And in the power of the resurrection we gain the victory. So what looks weak to us actually is strength. What looks absurd to us is actually divine wisdom. What looks like death to us is actually the fullness and the promise of life. It's the paradox of the gospel, and in the mystery of this Holy Week, it is precisely that paschal mystery into which we enter. Perhaps to demonstrate that more clearly is why Pope Francis is going to celebrate the Mass of the Lord's Supper on Holy Thursday, not at St. John Lateran Basilica, but at a youth prison in Rome. To show that indeed, it's in that self-emptying, foot-washing, Eucharistic, giving, dying Christ that we find the hope of new life. We pray for the grace this week and every week to embrace that radical humility of Christ, to surrender ourselves and to find in service and in submission and self-emptying love that great power of Jesus, the power that St. Paul discovered when he could write, it is in my weakness that I am strong, For in Christ I can do all things. Therefore I boast of my weaknesses. What a radical statement. Only someone well acquainted with the cross could write such a thing or live such a thing. May the same be said of us.